Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the congressman from CD2, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Congressman Mark Amadei of Carson City. We're going to be talking about the current immigration debate.
And a whole lot more on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amadei from Congressional District 2. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The name of the game this week is immigration. Your thoughts on this bipartisan plan coming out of the Senate and what might happen in the House?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of my committee changes, I'm still on Judiciary, but I moved off the Crime Subcommittee at my request onto the Immigration Subcommittee. And what I told the chairman, incoming chairman, Bob Goodlatte, I said, if we're going to do something, I'd like to be there. It's a big issue in our state, not just the district. He appointed Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, very sharp guy, as the subcommittee chair. So I'm excited about it. I think we need to do something. We need to do something about the H-2A, the guest worker program. We need to do something about immigration, handle it, and move it on. So I'm excited about, you know, maybe it's a naive thought, but I think we're really going to do something with immigration.
Well, you know, the time is right. It's 27 years since President Reagan signed the last immigration reform bill. And one of the things that's interesting about immigration reform is you can't do it every year because you would have a constant flood of people coming to beat whatever deadline is set for the cutoff point for any kind. And I'm not saying amnesty. I'm just saying that, you know, if you're going to give people status that don't currently have status in this country, there has to be a cutoff date. And so there's a reason why it takes so long to get this done. But it seems to me, because of what happened in the elections and the huge Hispanic vote, I mean, in this state it's 20%, population 25%, and only growing, that the Republican Party needs to get behind and get this done.
I agree with the analysis. I think the rub this time will come with supposedly the president's going to be in Las Vegas today and talk about his plan. I have heard, if you can believe what you hear on the media, that he's not going to propose any legislation. He thinks that that things are going to be moving, and so, you know, great. I think the rub will come with this. You need border security, and so when you say that, though, you say define border security. It's not a fence. It's not a guard. I mean, it's a combination of whatever. You need some means of securing the border to make whatever policy you adopt meaningful.
But has not the president already put that in place? You know, he has deported more people on immigration than any other president in recent history. And, you know, we get to, and I've asked this question on the program before, how much money do we spend on border security to cut down to a level? I mean, do we spend $10 billion to stop 100 people coming across the border? Do we spend $100 billion to stop 1,000 people coming? Where do we, because you're never going to stop it.
You're going to have to make a value judgment. I agree with you. You're never going to stop it. But the reason that the numbers of deportations were so high, in part, was because the number of people coming across was so high. And so you look for that value between we've got some semblance of control. Will you ever have complete control? I don't believe it. If I'm wrong, you can get me, but I don't think so. But you've got to have something in there so that it's not just something that is an informal immigration system where what we adopt for the policy doesn't make any difference. So
it seems like the guest worker program is part of a good solution to this, in the sense that if you have a realistic guest worker program, so that farmers and ranches, when they need the workers, can get them, or even in factories, you know, there's a lot of immigrant workers in pork the processing plants.
Yep.
I mean, so if you give people a chance to be able to come in and leave. Isn't that what they really want?
Yeah, you know what? And we had some success stories here in Nevada. The Perrys down in Mason Valley, we're doing a great job. And but you look at it, you know what, Sam? I'll tell you what I think, and this is speculative on my part, but I'll say it anyhow. I think in the last few years, and especially during this administration, the Department of Labor in Nevada, headquartered out of Las Vegas, has been really, really aggressive on those folks in H-2A in Nevada whose folks that they brought over didn't end up belonging to, for instance, in the agricultural industry, the United Farm Workers Union. And so now you have an outfit like the Perrys that ended up, you know, in trouble with the Department of Labor, not because they weren't good operators all these years, but it's like, hey, you're not bringing in union laborers, so we're going to come after you. The sheep herding industry in this state, what's left of it? There's like 14 operators. They're getting audited like crazy. They're not bad people. They're not out there trying to, but it's like, you know, we've got this little thing. It's like, you know, if you've been around for a while, you kind of like to think that that industry has a future in the state. Those folks are struggling between fires and drought, and now, you know, the old stereotype was bass sheep herders, they're Peruvian now. So actually, we're going to get some briefings from the folks, Department of Labor in D.C., to say, what are you doing in Nevada, and what's the basis on H-2A? Because it's an important part of our economic workforce.
Congressman, you mentioned the Mason Valley, so this is my segue into the Yarrington Land Transfer Act. Yes. As you know, Senator Reid and Senator Heller reintroduced it yesterday in the U.S. Senate. But in 2012, not one land bill passed the U.S. Senate.
You're correct.
So what do you really, what are the chances of this Yarrington land bill, which could, you know, take Yarrington out of this high unemployment with the return of copper mining? What do you think the realistic chances of this getting out of the Senate are?
Well, I hope they're good, Ray. Your rendition of what the facts are is absolutely accurate. Not a single public lands bill out of the Senate. I think it's the same bill that they introduced on December 20th last year. And I was a little disappointed to see that it didn't include the Pine Forest Wilderness. Here's a Republican asking somebody to increase the amount of wilderness in a bill in Nevada by half again, 25,000 acres. But what I've told, because I've talked with Stephen Horsford, who now has Mason Valley proper, although the economic impacts of that bill are very large in CD2, so I still plan to play a major role in it. But what I've told the lobbyists for Nevada Copper and other folks, I said, listen, we've proved we can pass the bill in the House, and we've proved we can do it in 120 days. I have no objection to when Stephen introduces the bill in the House, which I assume will be this week or next week, that they go forward on a parallel sense, so you don't say, Well, when you pass it, we'll take it up. I'm going to ask Rob Bishop to process it. But what I am going to do is this, Ray, because of, I mean, your accurate rendition is, when it passes the Senate subcommittee, then Bishop will vote on it in the House subcommittee. When they send it out, when the senator from Oregon and the Senate Natural Resources Committee moves it out of committee, then I'm going to ask Doc Hastings to move it out of the committee.
You said something. Are you trying to put the Pine Forest Wilderness Area in this Yarrington land?
Absolutely, Ray, because if you'll think back, when I introduced the bill, it was the Yarrington bill, and the folks in the Senate said, we need a conservation element. I didn't ask for
a conservation. And you complained about that when Senator Reid put in the Wovoka Wilderness.
Let me finish.
Okay, all right.
I'll support your Wovoka. I guess we haven't talked in a while. I'll support the wilderness aspect, but the people in Humboldt County have done everything right, Ray. They have a consensus wilderness bill that is supported by agriculture, water rights users, hunters, environmentalists, the county commission, the city council. It's been floating around for 2+ years. So what I told them was, you want to do 50,000 acres of wilderness there, and you've made the pot right with the Hilton Ranch, you made the pot right with Shirani's, the ag guys, the Fullstones. Your county commission votes for it, great. But I'm not going back to Winnemucca and saying, congratulations, you've done everything right, and you have nothing to show for it. And this one that just popped up 120 days ago is the newest wilderness area in Nevada.
Okay, but maybe...
So my answer to your question is yes.
Okay, let's take a break. Ray, you can take the first shot. We'll come back on Nevada Newsmakers right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei from CD2. Ray, you want to pick up?
Okay, Congressman, we're talking about this Yarrington land transfer.
Yes,
that
she's
going to, you know, get the copper mining industry back in Lyon County, help that unemployment. And you want to put the Pine Forest Wilderness Act on top, into this bill.
Yep.
Okay, this is what I'm concerned about. Stephen Horsford told me last week that what he'd like to do is, once this is passed by the Senate is move it over to the House and pass it under old business, because, as you know, it's already passed the House once. But if you put the Wovoka Wilderness and now the Pine Forest Wilderness on there, is it still considered old business so you can fast-track it out of Congress?
Well, let me tell you what we passed out of the House didn't have any wilderness in it. So the answer is no. But let me tell you this, Ray. I don't want to put Pine Forest in there unless there's a wilderness element. If they pass it without a wilderness element, fine.
But that's not going to happen.
You know, I don't think it is, Sam. I'm not saying that's evil or whatever. I'm just saying, for as easy as it is to pass any lands bill, and if you're talking wilderness, I'll be completely honest with you. Here I am sitting here going, I'm a Republican who wants to put 25,000 more acres on any bill that already has wilderness in it, and there's a problem with that? Please tell me what the problem is. And it's a consensus one.
All right, let's change topics here. Let's talk fracking. Yeah. We're going to have Mr. Schwartz, Jeff Schwartz from Noble Energy on the program next week.
Yep.
They're the ones that are moving forward with this fracking project in Elko County.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
You know, sitting on the Natural Resources Committee, we heard a lot of testimony about fracking at various locations, not in Nevada. So when you say, hey, that's an issue in Nevada now, I can tell you that the information available to me last year when we were talking to folks in other parts of the country was it's controversial, because many folks say, listen, we're doing it, where's your proof that there's impacts on the groundwater, impacts on any of that stuff? And then you've got folks on the other side that are going, this is awful. So once again, it's one of those, what's the perception and what are the facts? Right now I can tell you this, I have not seen, although it's like, listen, I'm open-minded, come to my office, send me this stuff to say, here's the problem with fracking. And then obviously, since we like to be kind of specific, it's like, tell me if the Noble folks or other folks to follow them do this in Elko or in Nevada for purposes of exploration or whatever, tell me about that aquifer, tell me about that, the geology of that area, and tell me why this is bad. And if you can't do that, then you ought to be able to use the technology.
At this point in time, has anybody brought you objections?
Nope.
With any proof?
Nope.
I mean,
I talked with the BLM folks at the state level, and they said, well, fracking's going to be... So I expect those conversations will continue in terms of if you're going to start talking with these folks. But the other thing, Sam, about fracking that I want you guys to be aware of when you talk to people is there are aspects of that that are specifically within the jurisdiction of the state engineer. I'm not telling you how the state engineer would decide, but it's not news to you guys that any time a federal land management agency tries to start putting on the hat of the state engineer in any of its evaluations, I'm gonna be saying, excuse me, you don't have that jurisdiction. If Jason King says it, the present state engineer, then fine, but don't try to start being the state engineer and the Forest Service or the BLM or the Bureau of Recs.
So the state engineer has the lead on this?
Well, they've got some of the, to the extent that their jurisdiction is over groundwater, drawdown, the state DEP has groundwater quality, so it's like, we really like the stuff that we do here closer to Nevada instead of 2,500 miles away with folks from 49 other states getting their 2 cents worth. Not that there aren't times where that's appropriate. But so that's going to be one of the big areas we're going to be looking for in the issue, too.
All right, let's take one more break here with Congressman Mark Hamady right after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30. Newsmakers program, shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Manager. Workers' comp that works for you.
So hot.
Hey, hottie.
Looking hot.
Me hot. You're hot. Your bod is so hot.
Your bod is so hot.
So hot.
You guys want to grab something hot from somewhere totally hot?
That sounds so hot.
So hot.
And that's why I don't like gyms.
Well, we're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
No gym intimidation, no lunks, just $10 a month. We're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I love Evergreen Carpet Care because of their great service. They did an awesome job on my carpet and my upholstery, and I love the way they called me back. They were very professional, and I would highly recommend them.
I called Evergreen Carpet Care to come in and do a thorough cleaning, and after they were finished, I was absolutely amazed. The carpets actually look brand new.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
As the song says, the neon lights are bright on Broadway. There's always magic in the air. Join us February 2nd as the Notables, Jackie Ford, and the Reno Jazz Orchestra take the stage to celebrate the best of Broadway music. The 9th annual Notable Evening of Romance will have you dancing to well-known songs from A Chorus Line, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, and many more. All proceeds benefit Notable Music Therapy Services, improving lives one note at a time. For ticket and information, call or visit our website.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday from Congressional District 2.
Congressman, I want to talk to you about your election anomaly, if you will. In 2011, you ran against Kate Marshall in the special election. She ran a professional campaign funded, backed by Democrats, backed by Harry Reid, and you beat her like 52% to 36%. This last year, you ran against Sam Kopnick. No money, no backing from the state party, nothing like that. And again, you get 52%, he gets 36%. How come you couldn't move the needle at all from your Marshall campaign to this Kopnick campaign? It's the same result.
Yeah, well, you know, we spent about over $1 million less between independent expenditures and what we spent, although Sam Kopnick's a nice guy. I think maybe it was you that asked me over the phone, and I said, you know what, very strong organization for turnout in Washoe County especially. We were gratified to prevail by over 18,000 votes in Washoe County, which is no easy thing to do. You know from the past, there's times when even Dean Heller lost Washoe County to Jill Derby,
right,
6 years ago when he ran for the first time for the House. So obviously the president had a very strong turnout machine in Washoe, won it by 6,000 votes. The Berkeley folks were fully extended. But you know, Ray, to take the simple one, I mean, you could look at all that stuff and say, I don't know, I guess there's 35% of the people that just aren't going to vote for me. You know, God bless them.
I think that's the, you know, that's the case. But you know, when you're reelected, it seems like Washoe County is turning a little bit blue. I mean, as you noted, Obama won the county. That's the biggest population area in District 2. Are you concerned that someday a Democrat is going to win District 2?
Well, I'll tell you this. From the very beginning, people say, well, a Democrat's never held it. I can assure you, you will not see a day where Mark Amaday wakes up where he takes anything for granted. And so they say, oh, it's like, no, you have to go earn your stripes every day. And in Washoe County, I mean, I'm well aware, Frankie Sue Del Papa, I think, always did very well in Washoe County. I think the folks in Washoe are less partisan in terms of what do you stand for. You know, everybody's got their one or two push button issues, and so it's like, listen, if anybody thinks that I think that Washoe County it'll be okay, it's like, absolutely not. You got to go out and work and earn that trust and survive that personnel session every 2 years. So I do not. You say, do you have concerns about Washoe County and a Democrat? I'll tell you, I always have concerns about, are you doing a good enough job to get the support of the people in your largest population center? And even, you know, Ray, Carson, Douglas, I mean, those areas are perceived, Blaine County, Churchill County. I look at the whole thing as Western Nevada. It's a huge amount of the people in CD2. And so I can assure you, you will never wake up on the day when I go, yeah, it'll be okay. It's like, nope, you better be out there making it okay, or it won't be.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left here. I was doing some research online and went to one of the links that your staff provided to the National Resources Committee. Chairman is Doc Hastings, you referred to earlier.
Yep.
And, you know, we just got through the election, president's inaugurated, and the thing that's on the headline there is, Mr. President, where are the jobs? And basically referring to energy job creation. So this is this the partisanship ramping up right off the bat?
You know what, Sam, I mean, you can say that, but you look at
I guess I did.
Well, but I mean, generally, I know you did. I heard you. But you look at the stuff. You talked about the Yarrington land bill. That's not Democrats and Republicans. Keystone Pipeline, I don't see that as Democrats and Republicans. It's like, listen, be responsible towards the environmental issues. But if there are jobs there, you know, the energy sector in this country, I think, from the homework I've done, it's like, listen, there's a bunch of upside potential. Is it the answer to the recession we're in by itself? Absolutely not. Should it be a piece of the puzzle? Yes, it should. You know, Keystone, you just saw where the Nebraska governor got it out of the sandy hills and into another area where it's like, why wouldn't you do that if you can do it environmentally responsible? Yarrington's a good example. There's no environmental issues in it. It's like, do we have wilderness or not? Well, okay, let's solve that. Let's get it going. Keystone's the same way. If there's an environmental issue, get rid of it. So I don't see it as, although, you know, you're absolutely right when you sit there and you go, why no? Tell me the no about that in terms of, is it bad for Nebraska's environment? Is it bad for Oklahoma? You know, wherever it goes. And so I don't, you're going to see my approach is, listen, I'm not going to come on your show and say, oh, the administration or this, that. I'm just going to say I'm unaware of the facts which support doing, you know, and we'll go through the same thing on fracking.
Okay, and you know what? I apologize, but we are out of time, sir. You've got the whole show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
come
guys
back
for
soon.
Your patience.
All right. Oh. Doesn't require patience. It's always fun. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, and become financially free. Eliminate debt and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. The CD is free and there is no obligation. Call and get Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, we'll have Rossi Rollincotter of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.